Morning, Boker Tov. Today's daf is Nazir Daf Samach. Nazir Daf Samach. Today's daf is actually a little bit of Cheshbon. Not crazy difficult, but it's really the Hashlam. It's part two of the, we have the Mishnah on the bottom of Nun Tesam Beis where we left off, and that Mishnah we already quoted twice. A Mishnah that had the complicated Cheshbonus of how a person who's a Nazir, who's also a Safik Mitzayra, and a Safik Tumas Meis, we discussed in the past, Nafnan Vav, and Daf Zayin, we quoted this Mishnah, and we discussed, we focused more on how long of a Nazir's term he has to keep. Today we're going to focus more on the actual Kurbanus. We'll reference that as well, but the Kurbanus schedule that he brings. Let's see. Zak the Mishnah, we're actually in the last week, we're in the stretch around the last week of this Mesechta. Says the Mishnah, Nazir Shayatami Besafik Umuchla Besafik. So a Nazir that was a Safik that he became a Mitzayra Muchla, the guarantee Mitzayra, and a Safik that he was a Tame Mace. Now, just to remind ourselves very briefly, a Mitzera Muchlet, when he finishes the process, once he, the Tzeras shrinks, once it's deemed to be tar, he now goes through a process of shaving. He has to shave all the hair. He brings two birds. He shaves all the hair in his body. One bird you shecht, and you let the blood go on top of water. The other bird's nearer in the water. The other bird you dip in the water, and then you set free. Right? That's the process. Then 7 days later, he shaves all the hair on his body once again. It could be more than 7 days, but it has to be at least 7 days later. So a mitzera requires two tiglachas. A nazir that becomes tameh requires, has to become tar. Day three, day tummy tippus mace. Day three, day seven, he gets paradum water spits on him. And on day seven, he does a tiglacha, shaves all the hair on his head, and then brings Kurbanus on day 8, and he restarts his Naziris Matara, and we have Machlekes, when he starts to count, from day 7, from day 8, when on day 8, okay, that's a Nazir that becomes 7 days, also requires Tegachas. And then, of course, a regular Nazir, who completes his Naziris term Matara, he, at the end of his term, he does Tegachas. So, over here, there's a possibility that there's 4 Tegachas required. Nazir, Matara, Nazir became Tami Tavis Meis, it's 2, and Mitzera alone also needs 2 Tiglachas. We have 4 possible Tiglachas. And the added complication is that since we're not sure, it's a Suffolk if he's a Nazir, Tame. It's a Suffolk if he's a Mitzera, so at every step of the way, we also have to be concerned, maybe he's not Tame Meis, maybe he's not a Mitzera, in which case, he has a Chiyuv to keep Mezius for 30 days, he cannot shave in between, in intervals of less than 30 days. So essentially, we're talking about Sam Nazir Shlesh Vyayim. So essentially, in order to satisfy 4 shavings, he's going to have to keep 4 30-day terms, and that's exactly what the Mishnah says. That's the Mishnah, Nazir Shayatami Mesafik, Umuchl Pesafik, Eichel Bekachim, Achar Shishim Yayim. He's going to be able to eat Kachim only after 60 days. Why? Because in order to eat Kachim, he has to get rid of his status of Mitzera. He can only get rid of his status of Mitzera by having the second giluch. Mitzera does, again, one giluch at the beginning, one giluch 7 days later. He cannot do a giluch at the beginning because he's not for sure Mitzera. If he's a suffering Mitzera, the Mishnah's going to spell out for us in a second, he can't do a giluch right now. Maybe he's just a plain old Nazir. He can't do giluch. He has to wait another 30 days. Does giluch number one. Has to wait another 30 days to do giluch number two. So after 60 days, he's out of a status of Mitzera. Obviously, the Mishnah takes for granted he's taking care of his Tumas Mace as well. If his Tumas Mace, he can't eat Kachim either. He's taking care of his status of his Tumas Mace. But the point is, a Mitzera cannot eat Kachim until he brings the Kurbanus after his getting out of Tzeras, getting out of his Mitzera. So he's got to wait for 60 days. He's Mechus Kapara. He brings Kurbanus, as we'll see. The Gemara is going to go through the set of 4 Kurbanus he brings. He brings the Kurbanus, and now he's able to eat Kachim. Until 60 days, he can't eat Kachim. He's still not fully out of his overall situation because maybe now he's still dealing with Tumas Mace, a Nazir Tumas Mace, so you gotta wait another 30 days and do a Guluch for the Tumas Mace and Nazir? Because maybe not, maybe he's not a Tumas Mace, maybe he's a kosher Nazir, he's gotta wait 30 days, and then he's gotta keep 30 more days in case he was Tumas Mace of Nazir, he's gotta keep another set of Nazir's Batara, so that's gonna be the next 60 days, so he can only become Tummy to Mason and be drink wine, meaning he's only out of his Naziris Bechlal at the end of another 60 days, says the Mishnah. So 160 days till he can catch him, another 60 days, 120 total, till he can go back to drinking wine and being Tam Mason. One very key point, which the Mishnah is going to say right now, let's read inside. This goes for really Tzeras and for Tumas Mace. If a person becomes Tamei Tumas Mace, a Nazir in general cannot shave his head, cannot cut his ear. But if it becomes Tami Tumas Meis, then he's Mechuyev to keep 7 days of Tara and do Tiglachas start again. Similarly, a Mitzera can shave his ear. A nazir normally can't shave his ear. We just had the Gemara's past couple of blat that a mitzayra, a nazir who's a mitzayra, the mitzvah of mitzayra to do tiglachas, reishai, ziknai, tells me that I can even do tiglachas even though I'm a nazir. But that's only if he's vaday a mitzayra. A vaday mitzayra can shave his ear right away. Again, assuming Nazir, the tzaras is gone, he can start the cleansing process right away and shave his ear. He doesn't have to wait. But since in our case he's a suffix mitzera, maybe he's a Nazir, maybe he doesn't have the dispensation or the mitzvah of mitzera to shave his ear, and therefore he's got to wait for 30 days. And that's why in our Mishnah, he come out waiting to 120 days to complete all possibilities, because he cannot just keep shaving every 7 days or so, or whatever it is, for mitzera and for Tumas Meis, because maybe he's not Tumas Meis, maybe he's not a mitzera. That is the cheshbet where the Mishnah spells out at the end. Tiglachas of Vadai is Tiglachas of Mitzera Vadai is Derech HaNazir and Huadin Tavmeis, but not Tiglachas of Safik. Okay. So like the Gemara. This Gemara, with this idea we've had already. Tana is a Chazara. We spoke about the fact that it's four times, he's got to wait four different intervals of Naziris. Four times 30 is 120 days. That's all by a minimum share of Naziris. But the Naziris pledge was Naziris of 30 days. A basic Naziris term of 30 days, a short term. Avon Naziris Bashana, if you pledge Naziris of a year, a term of a year, let's say, a longer Naziris, a year, so now it's the same math, but instead of waiting and keep carrying out four sets of 30 days, he has to carry out four sets of a year. He waits 2 years because he's got to complete two tiglachas of mitzera, and he's got to wait a full year since his nazir's term was a year. He's got to wait a full year for each tiglachas, for each hair cutting, because maybe he wasn't a mitzera. So it takes 2 years till he can get rid of the guaranteed, get rid of any status of mitzera, and then he can cut him. And he can only drink wine. Only after 4 years, we had the Gemara a couple of back asked, according to Rav Chisda, that the mitzera days can count for his nazirah's days. It's just that you need a 30-day hair growth. But the mitzera days count for nazirah's days. It shouldn't be 4 full years. It should be 3 years and a month. That was the Gemara a couple of ago, according to Rav Chisda. That's Gemara's question. One of the points we made back then in the Gemara a few ago as well, from Shmuel, was that this whole Eitzah of doing all these hair cuttings was only for a woman or for a child, right? But for a man, you can't say these Eitzahs. Why not? Because if he's only Mesafik chayv to shave the head, that means he's being over possibly Balsakifu, cutting off the pace of his head for no reason, without a chiyuv. It's a Safik. But Mesafik can't be over Balsakifu. So if you hold a kaf is called reish, cutting off all the hair in the head is not called a kaf, leish back off of that, it wouldn't be a problem. You shave off all the hair in the head anyway as a part of the tiglachas, and therefore it's not a problem. But according to Shmuel, we say cutting off all the hair in the head is still usur cutting the payas. Even when you cut all the hair in the head, you still have a nisif of cutting the payas, and therefore this eitzah only works for a woman or for a katan, we said, not for a male. That was what we pointed out a couple of ago, just to quickly chaz it over. Okay. V'taniyala. Now, we learned the price about our Mishnah. Here we're going to get into, from here, all the way to the bottom of this Amud, really on top of the base. We're going to get into the cheshbainus of Karbanas, exactly the way you bring Karbanas by each one of these intervals, slash, on Amud Beis, we'll get a little more into, what if the case wasn't exactly like our Mishnah? What if he was a Suffolk Tummy Mace, but he was a Vade Mitzera? Or what if he was a Vade Tummy Mace and a Suffolk Mitzera? Or what if he was a Vade on both? The Mara is going to elaborate those scenarios as well, which our Mishnah didn't speak out. Okay, but first we go through the Karbanas that are brought by each interval here. V'tanyala, we learned in the Brice about our Mishnah. Maglech Arba Tiglachas, he shaves four times. That's the basic. We've been saying that since the beginning. Tiglachas Vashayna, by the first Tiglachas, maybe Tiburim, he brings a pair of birds. By the way, just a side point, let's get a little bit more of a lighter idea. What's the idea of bringing Tiburim, a Mitzera brings Tiburim? Why does he bring two birds? Before he starts, the Mitzera process is, he brings two birds that he... And he shaves his head with the two birds. One he shechts again on Mayim, on the water. One he sets free. And then he counts the 7 days. Then he shaves again. And he brings other karbanas to end the mitzvah. He brings Asher mitzvah. He brings another chatas ayif. Or it depends if he has money, he brings a chatas behema. If he has less money, he brings a chatas ayif. Okay. But the question is, why is he bringing two birds at the beginning? What do these two birds signify? So the first of that period, Shlomo Gansfried says, beautiful, that the two birds, we know the primary sin that leads to mitzvahs is, of course, Lashon Hara. The Gemara on Erechin really goes through a list of seven Averis on Daf Tazayin. Actually, just happened to learn it literally yesterday. But the Gemara goes through a list of seven different Averis that lead to Tzaras. But again, the primary famous Aver is Lashon Hara. That's the primary famous Aver. We know birds represent, right, the chatter of the lips. Birds represents tweeting, right? Birds represent tweeting these days. We know more than ever. Birds represent tweeting and darshaning, speaking out Lashon Hara. A person may think that the best thing is just to completely muzzle his mouth and never speak out. So we have two birds. One bird you shecht the blood alamayim. The second bird you specifically set free. Why? Because hachayim v'amavis b'yad alashon. Lashon actually in the Gemara Erechin, lashon is really a pasuk. The lashon in the pasuk is hamavis v'achayim b'yad alashon. And the Velt always says hachayim v'amavis b'yad alashon. The pasuk in Nach is hamavis v'achayim b'yad alashon. But either way, what does it represent? Chayim mavis b'yad lashon means mavis taka evil talk, lashon hara, terrible talk. But chayim is taira. A person's supposed to use his mouth to speak taira. He's supposed to use his mouth for positive things, for mitzvahs. And therefore, when we have one bird, shechted alamayim, that represents the bird of the chatter, of the negative chatter of lashon hara. We also want to specifically have a bird sent out back into the world. We send the bird out back in the world to demonstrate that there's chayim also comes from the mouth. Using the mouth properly, what we're doing right now, learning, what we're going to do afterwards, davening. Proper usage of the mouth, adarabba. That's mekadesh the Velt, and a person shouldn't think, oh, I better muzz my mouth, that's the best way to live. No, no. Use the mouth for proper things, for Torah, for Kedusha, and don't misuse it for lashon hara. So we have two different birds. As Isaac Bershom and Gansfried, that's the mechaber, of course, of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, the Apurian, says a beautiful pshat in the Shnei Tzipporim. Okay, but anyway, says the Gemara, Tiglachas Roshayna, maybe Tzipporim, the first Tiglachas, you bring these two birds. V'chatas Oif, V'ayles Beima. So you bring, with these two birds, you also bring a Chatas Oif. Chatas Oif could serve multiple purposes. In this case, actually serving one purpose. Chatas Oif is here because maybe he was a mitzayir, a nazir, tummy, that became tummy to his mace. A nazir becomes tummy to his mace, has to bring a chatas Oif. Remember, we had Teshuvas just on the last half in the Testament Beis, asked, what happened to the Eilis Oif? And Avila Teshuvas says, and Chami, like Chash, didn't mean, the Tana neglected to say it, but he means, with the Chatas comes Eilis Oif, because Eilis Oif anyway comes Benedava, so the, even if he was a nazir to his mace, he brings Chatas Oif and Eilis Oif for that possibility, and Eilis Oif with Benedava. Teshuvas here doesn't say that. Teshuvas over here, interesting enough, says that in general, you'll see we're missing a few Kabbanas, because we're bringing the minimum amount needed to do Tiglachas. We don't want to bring extra Kabbanas. Remember, we have this set of four possibilities. We're bringing the minimum amount needed, we're just spelling out what's absolutely needed. That you're right, you theoretically could bring an Eilis Oif as an Adava, but we're not only speaking out what is needed. So what's the other carbon needed? Eilis Behema. Why Eilis Behema? Let's say he was not a Metzera, and he was not a Nazir Tumas Mace. He had a regular term of Naziris, they just completed Betara. So in order to do Tiglachas, he's got to bring at least one of three Kabbanas. So the carbon, you don't want to bring the chatas, because the chatas is not ba benedava. You bring the ayla, ayla is ba benedava. Nazir who's megaleach al achas meshlasha from one of three kabbarnas, that's fine, he's yetzah, certainly b'dieven. So he brings the ayla, and he says, if I finished my term of naziris properly, this is my ayla, and my tilachas now is good. If I didn't finish my term of naziris, then I don't need ayla, this ayla is a nedava. Tais discusses why Eilis Behema, why not Shlamim? Shlamim is the other carbon that a Nazir that completes this term brings. A Shlamim is also, actually the Shlamim, according to some, is the Iker carbon to bring. That's where you burn the hair under the pot with the Shlamim. So why not bring a Shlamim? Shlamim is Bab and Adava. You could donate a Shlamim also, so bring the Shlamim, make it tonight. Why are you bringing the Eila for the Naziris, the possibility of completing Naziris Patara? Why not bring a Shlamim? Tais addressed the question. So Tais actually, not everyone here, Tais is in, I think it's in Nida, gives a Gishmak of Teretz that you don't want to bring a Shlamim because you need to do Tenufa. You need to do Tenufa on the Shlamim, and because he's still Suffolk Tamei Meis, Suffolk Tamei Tumas Metzera, he can't do the Tenufa. He can't be busy with putting al kafe. You put the bread with part of the foreleg, the right foreleg, on the hands of the Nazir, and you do a Tenufa. You can't do all that, and therefore, we purposely don't have the Shlamim being brought. Or you can stop in Achami. We picked Eila over Shlamim. We're bringing one of the least Karbanas possible just to be Yetza, and we therefore just picked Eila over Shlamim. But in Achami, you could wear Shlamim as well. That could be another option. Okay, says the Gemara right there. Now, by the second shaving, he gemrees a chatas oif. Why? Because, again, maybe he is bringing, maybe he was another that was tamei tumas meis, but really, if he was, maybe he's another tumas meis, maybe he was a mitzera, and a mitzera, we pointed out, let's say if he was a mitzera, the first one was the two birds that he brought, started the process. Now that he's shaving a second time, he needs to bring a chatas. A chatas is Eilav Yared by Metzera. It's a behem if he has money. It's a if he doesn't have money. So he brings a chatas if to cover that chatas of Metzera or the chatas of Tumas Meis. The Rosh points out, yeah, but the chatas if will cover the chatas of Metzera if he doesn't have money. If he has money, it doesn't work. Says the Rosh, he has to be mafkas nechasav. He has to be mafkas nechasav. Again, Agmar leaves that, doesn't mention this point, but unbelievable. He has to be mafkas nechasav. He can be kind again right afterwards. But he has to be mafkas nechasav in order to bring this bird. This really gets to a bigger shayla. We're not going to spend time on it. At what point is it kaveh the chiev of what type of carbon he brings? When we talk about el v'yayrid, is the kviyas b'shas that v'as carbon? Is the kviyas b'shas when the chiev sets in? At what point, and based on that, you have to understand exactly when he was mafkas nechasav for this Rosh Hashanah in order to be able to be yaitz with his chatas oif. Okay, so he brings a chatas oif, and he brings again el's beim in case he's simply completing his Yisbatara. Let's say he was not a Metzera, and he was a Tumah Tumas Mace, so the first Karbanos, the first Teglachas, was for the Tumas Mace part. Now he's finished his Yisbatara, so he's got to bring an Eila Behema, a regular kosher Eila Behema, in order to satisfy the potential of finishing his Yisbatara. Next, Shlishis. Maybe Chatas Oif, again, fails Behema. Because Shlishis, again, where the possibility is, maybe he was a Metzera. Maybe it was a Metzera, so the first two shavings were all from Metzera, getting him out of the Metzera status. Now he can cut him, of course, after 6 days. This third shaving is maybe because he was also a Tumah Tumas Meis, but maybe he wasn't. So you can't shave. If we knew for sure he's Tumah Tumas Meis, he'd be able to shave right away after 7 days. But we don't know if he's Tumah Tumas Meis. Maybe he's a Nazir Tyra now. So you wait 30 days, he shaves. The shaving could be, again, for Nazir's Tyra. It could be for Nazir's Tamea. And therefore, what does he bring? Chatas Aif would be for Nazir's Tamea. Eilas Bema for Nazir's Tyra. By the way, Chatas Aif, normally, the reason why you can't make Chatas payment in all these cases, Samazai, one who becomes a Nazir, becomes Tamei, anyway, brings Aif, not Bema. But the point is, he wouldn't be able to bring Chatas Bema regardless by Mitzera. Why we focus on Chatas Aif? Because you cannot bring a Chatas Bema Mesafik. You can only bring a Chatas Aif Mesafik. We will have a discussion later. What do you do with it? It's Bema Mesafik, fine. But do you, normally Chatas Aif, you could, eat the shirayim of the carbon. Eilas Oif is fully burnt. Chatas Oif gets eaten. What happens? What do you do with this one? We'll see. Either you burn it or you bury it. Actually, it seems to be machlekes in the Girsas. Ganeshas points out, our sugya focuses on burying it. The Gemara elsewhere brings a machlekes, whether you bury it or burn it. Agamar just says, bury it. Look at, look at the Girsas right now already. Get ahead of ourselves. Ayin Seif Tmura B'Masisin. Or what the Girsas is referring to. Over there, it's not simple that you bury it. The Mishnah over there discusses things that are buried, things that are burnt. There's Machlekes over there. What the status of this Chatas Seif B'Masafik? If it's buried or burnt, our Gemara takes on for granted that it's buried. Okay. It says the Gemara, Revius, what do you do by the fourth, at the end of the fourth term, at the fourth set of 30 days, when he shaves? Over there, he's clearly keeping the last set of 40 days just on the side that he is a Nazir Tar. Until that, till now he was a Metzera plus Tumas Meis, and now he's keeping his Yisbatara, and therefore all he brings is maybe Karban Tara, the Karbanos of Tara. He has to finish up. He still owes a Shlamim anyway, and a Chatas and the Eila he brings once again. And he says, if till now my Eila was good, this one's Stamina Dava. If till now it wasn't good, then this one is my Eila as well. Okay, Amrit. So we would kind of. Quoted, we mentioned all the cases, and we elaborated why he's bringing it. The Gemara now does the elaboration itself for us, so for us it will be a little bit of a chazara. Amrit, Teglachas Rishayin, the Teglachas Rishayin, maybe he brings, we said he brings the two, by Teglachas Rishayin, he brings two birds, plus in addition to the two birds, what else does he bring? We said he brings also the Chatas Eif and the Eilas Behema. Says the Gemara, Manav Shach, Shapak Abayis, because like this, you're covering all possibilities, meaning, if he's a Metzera Vaday, but he's not a Tumas Meis, Tzipur and his birds as regular Chiv. Chatas Oif Safik, the Chatas Oif Safik, Az Lekura. So I mentioned a minute ago, it goes Lekura, the Chatas Oif is Bama Safik, it's not going to need it, because Chatas Oif was on at that point, Metzera only Chatas Oif at the second shaving, not at the first shaving. So the Chatas Oif would be brought on the side of Tumas Meis. If he was Tumas Meis, if it's Gila Milsa, if that was the case, he was Tumas Meis, then this Chatas Oif is being brought, but it just goes Lekura. Anyway, there's no, you do nothing with it. Vaila, having a Dava, and the Eil is a Dava, because he's a Mitzera, so he cannot bring his Eila for his Nazir's Patara, because he was a Mitzera, so Eila is a Stamina Dava. Ulugalchai, Besaif Shiva Yavshin, and you're going to ask, so why are you waiting 30 days through the shave? Why don't you shave him after 7 days? On the Tzadi's Mitzera Vadai. Ter says, because we don't know he's a Vadai. Didoma, Lav Machlu, maybe he's not a Mitzera Vadai. Rechman Amar, and a regular Nazir cannot cut a hair during 30 days. Tadli Avareshai, Adam Leis, he's got to wait till the end of his term to cut his hair. That's why we have to wait 30 days before the first haircut. Vilav Mitzera Vadai, Havi Vutamin. Let's say the case was, he was not a Mitzera Vaday at all, and he was Vaday Tumas Meis. Chatas Oif is a Schiv al Tumas Meis. Vitzipurin Abroi, the birds Tama Extra, comes Avdan Vlavi Chlum Azara. Anyway, it's being done outside. It's being done outside, and therefore it's not a problem with Chlum Azara Mechal to begin with. Vlavi Chlum Azara Mechal to begin with. Vilav Mitzeru, Vilav Tamehu. What if he's not on the above? What if he was a Suffolk? I mean, we're talking about Suffolk Mitzera, Suffolk Mitzera Mukhlat, Suffolk Tama Meis. What if in the reality he was none? He wasn't a Mitzera, and he was not Tama Meis either. Well, guess what? Everything from before still applies. Tzipurin Abroi comes Avdan. The birds are being done outside the Azara, so it's not Chulun. It's Enochim, they were unnecessary, but it's outside the Azara, it's not a concern. And the Chatas Oif, the Kfur Chatas Oif, which was being born in Safek, goes the Kfura. And Eilas Behema, Avir Chavasa. Eilas Behema now is his actual Chayiv because he was a simple Nazir, and this is the end of his 30 days, ends his term, so he's bringing the carbon he needs for the end of his term. In fact, Ibarra, Vabai Asham. What about the Asham has to bring? In the side that he is Tommy Thomas Mays, he needs an Asham. What happened to that? Says Mar Shimini, Dhamma Maisi Masni, Bikadish. Can you bring Asham al Tanai? What's the Tanai? Asham, the animal, can be fit for an Eil as well. So, oh, by the way, it's beautiful. It's all this Parsha. The whole beginning of Sefer Yikra, I mean, it's Sefer Yikra in general, it's Kabbarnas, but the whole beginning of the Parsha discusses the various types of animals being brought for an Eil, for a Shlama, right? So there's Eil. Eil. The carbon you can bring for an Asham is the same animal that's fit to be an Eil. That same animal can be an Eil. There's actually a whole discussion of what if he had an Asham that was extra and he put it to the Riyah, put it to a pasture to go get a Mum, and he actually just brought it as an Eil without letting you get a Mum and transferring the money, if it works or not. Point is, the Asham animal could be an Eil as well. It says, Rav Shimi, make it tonight. If I'm a chayiv in Hashem, it's my Hashem. And if I'm not, then this should be my Eila. That's so simple. The Zrika is a little bit different, but the key, one of the key differences is that an Asham is eaten, part of it is eaten, whereas an Eila, sorry, I said this wrong. The Tanai he's making over here is nothing to the Eila. I meant Shlamim. He makes a Tanai on his Asham. If any, if an Asham, it's an Asham. If not, it should be a Shlamim. And one of the primary differences, the point is still the same point, is that by a Shlamim, he's able to eat it for 2 days. One night and 2 days. By an Asham, he can only eat it, kachim, for one night and 1 day. Shlamim is kachakalim, 2 nights and 1 day. L'chayra, by beating a carbon, you're not sure which one it is. It may be that it's a Shlamim, and you're shrinking the time of being able to eat it down to 1 day and 1 night. And that's part of the reason the Chum don't like this Eitzah. They'll say you can make this Tanai. Whereas Rav Shimon says you can make this Tanai. So my connection before, by the way, to Asham that goes to Riyah, goes to Leila, there's no Shaychus because we're talking about here of the Asham being a Shlamim. So that was a mistake. By the way, the point is Rav Shimon holds you can bring an Asham al Tanai, and that's so this will go like they bring the Asham in this case as well. He can bring it al Tanai. The other thing is going to say, no, so the Asham is on Makiv. We had this earlier, a couple of months ago, we discussed that the Eitzah is, he owes the Asham, but it's not Ma'akiv him from being able to. There's other sheetahs we had back way earlier in the Masechta that say he can start restarting the Zeris. The Asham is not Ma'akiv him from being able to restart the Zeris Patara. Tiglachas Shneo Shlishas, the second and third Tiglachas. Tziporin Latarach, he no longer needs birds because if he was Mitzera, he already took care of those birds by the first Tiglachas. David, he already did it. Mayeka, what are the possibilities? Dilma vade machlet chada l'savik sifrei. Maybe he's a vade machlet. Okay, so one bird he brings is for the possibility of finishing his tziras 7 day count, and that's good. The chada l'savik demasai, and one bird that he brings, which means this is the bird at the time of the third shaving, is for suffix that became a Thomas Mace, a Mitzera, a Nazir, sorry, that became Thomas Mace, has to bring a bird, of course, a Chatas bird, when he does his Tara process. Tiglachas Revius, to restart his Aziris. Tiglachas Revius, maybe Carver Tara, Umasani, he brings the Carver Tara, and he simply makes the Tanai top of Mace, he makes the Tanai. Ivade Nazahu, Euler, Rishay Nechayv of Zunbadava, if he's Vadai, was a Nazir, the Eulers he brought till now were all. If he was a Vadi Nazar, meaning he was not really Tamei Mace or Thomas Mitzera, so the Eilus, the original Eilus he brought were his Cheva, the Zuna Dava, and this last Eilus being now is a Dava, then Tamei Mukhlutu, but if he was Thomas Mace and a Mitzera Mukhlut, it comes out that he's Taka only doing his Nazir's Patara right now, so Eilus, Rishay, Nadava, the earlier Eilus were Nadavas, the Zu Cheva, and the Eilus being right now is for Cheva, Vizesh, Shar Karbanai, and he brings, of course, with it the Shlamim and the Chatas as well. He completes the rest of his Karban Nazirus now as well. Okay. Now the Bryce continues, and the Bryce speaks about other cases that our Mishnah didn't speak of. So now we've just been elaborating on all the four possibilities that the Mishnah spoke about. Says the Bryce now, Tamei Safik Umuchlet Tamei. What if we talk of a case where the Nazir was a Safik Tamei, that stays the same, but he was a Vaday Mitzera, not a Safik Mitzera. Now, actually, ironically enough, it makes his life much easier. We kind of spoke out of the Mishnah. When he knows he's for sure Mitzera, he's able to shave right away. He's able to, well, the second the Tsaras is gone, we're super taking for granted Tsaras is gone right away, first day. So he's able to shave his first shaving right away because the halacha is a Mitzera, could shave even while he's a Nazir. He doesn't have to wait. It was only when he was a Safek Mitzera that he had to wait. So says the Gemara, instead of 60 days till he catch him, 8 days. Why? He shaves right away once for the Mitzera, waits 7 more days, shaves second time, brings Kabbarnas. By day 8, he's ready eating Kabbarnas. And then drinking wine, and Mital Mesim is going to require another 60 days after that. So what's after 7 days means? It means after 7 days, on the 8th day. So 60 days plus the 7 days is a total of 67 days. So he's able to be totally out of his zeros. Lachar shishim v'shiv yam 67 days. Why 60 more days? Simple. Because he is a suffix to his mace that he's got to worry about. And he's got to take care of that 30-day period that maybe he's a Nazir B'tumah, but maybe not. So he has to wait 30 days till he shaves once to take care of his Nazir B'tumah, and then wait another 30 days, keep another 30 days for his Nazir B'tara, a total of 67 days. What if it's opposite? Mukhlut Safik, he was a Safik, he was a Mitzera, and Tameh Vadei, he's Vadei Tameh. But again, a Nazir is Vadei Tameh, doesn't have to wait. He just has to keep 7 clean days, and become tar from Tumas Meis and then shave his head. Says Gemara, in this case, the earliest he can eat is after Kachim is at 37 days. Why? Because he cannot eat Kachim until he gets rid of Tsaras. And he can't get rid of Tsaras right away because he's got to wait 37 days. Why 37 days? He could shave after 7 days because he's Vadai a Nazir Tame. So after 7 days, he for sure could shave. And that could be his first shave. If he's a Mitzera, that first shaving was really could be for his Tsaras. 30 days later, there's a second shaving for Tsaras. But he can't shave a second time with less than 30 days because maybe he wasn't a Mitzera and maybe he's a Nazir now. So 37 days is what it takes to do his first two shavings and that takes care of the Tsaras. After 37 days, he still has to keep another 37 days in order to take care of his Zeris. Why? Because after 37 days, Manavshach, if he was a Nazir, we're talking about a case where he was a Vadei Tamei Meis. Since he's a Vadei Tamei Meis, if he was Mitzera Mechlet, then now he's only starting his Nazir's Petumah. Now he's dealing with his Nazir's Petumah. Only has to wait 7 days to shave for his Nazir's Petumah. So he waits from day 37 till day 44, shaves, and then waits 30 more days. That's 74 days. And Elamai, he wasn't a Mitzera B'chlal, so B'chlal is no problem shaving at 7 days. He's out of his Parsha already by 37 days. He's already finished his Parsha totally. The rest is just as well. There's only the Masafik. He doesn't really need it. And therefore, by 74 days, he's in the clear. Last case. Tame Vadai. Umuchlet, this is the last case in the Brisa. Tameh Vadai, Umuchlet Vadai. If he's for sure Tameh, we know for sure he's Tameh Tameh Tameh, and we know for sure he's a Mitzayra. Eichel, Kachim, Achish, Bar Yamim. So again, Kachim becomes very easy. After 8 days, he does the Tara process for Mitzayra. So after 8 days, Kori, Kachim. Vishay, Siyam, Tameh Tameh Tameh, Achar, Abba, Vab, Yamim, Mem. Only needs his 44 days. Why only 44 days? Because after 7 days, he's ready eating Kachim. He's already done with the Saras process. 7 more days he waits for the Tiglachas of his Nazir's Petuma. He waits 7 more days, he has to have 7 days hair growth, and then he shaves for his Nazir's Petuma, that's up to 14 days, and then he keeps his Nazir's Petar for 30 days. 14 plus 30 is 44 days. Okay, Givaldi. Shalom Tamidav Esr Shemini Chai. Nazir Tar Umitzera, Ma'ashi Galeach Tiglachas Achas Ailei. The rest of the Amen, it's very, very short, the rest of the Amen is a lot more simple. What if the Tamidav Esr Shemini Chai, a practical question? He's a Nazir Tar. A classic Nazir Tar, but he was a Mitzera. I mean, he didn't become Tamei Tamei Meis, but he was, yes, a Mitzera. So now he needs to do a Giluach. Let's say the case is, he's at the end of his Nazir's term. He's completed his 30 days of Nazir's, and then he happened to become a Mitzera. So he needs to do a shaving for the end of his Nazir's, but he also needs to do a shaving as a Mitzera. Could he double dip? Could he use the same shaving for both? You do want the tachas that works for here and for there. Amalehem ain't a miglech. He said you cannot. Amalehem, he asked why. Amalehem, he said to them, ilu zel gadol. If both shavings were done in order to isolate the hair that grows afterwards, get rid of the past hair to grow hair afterwards, then they could combine. Or zel haver zel haver. If in both cases the main point was to remove the old hair, they're serving the same purpose again. Maybe yafat amrim. What he's saying is correct. That maybe you can combine the two shavings. Aber achshav nazir lahavir mitzera legadel. The nazir who became tamei nazir tamei who was tamei to tamei meis. His here is sorry. We're talking about nazir tara. I take it back. Nazir tara. But the nazir the cutting at the end of the year's term is simply to get rid of the old year. It's nazir. It's lahavir the old year. The mitzera. The first cutting that he's doing as a mitzera is for the new growth to grow here for 7 days. For the second tachas is to isolate, to separate the old hair, to grow new. It's to grow new hair, it's for future growth. So you can't combine a shaving where the focus is getting rid of the old to a shaving where the focus is growing the new. It's two types of shavings, and therefore one's called the gadol to grow new hair, one's called the haver to get rid of the old hair, and therefore you can't combine it. Achshav nazir, the haver, the nazir is to get rid of the old hair, the mitzvah is the gadol to grow new hair, and therefore you can't combine. Says Gemara, fine. Don't let the same hair shaving work for Mitzera Mukhlet for the first shaving at the end of his Mitzera Mukhlet, meaning the first shaving that a Mitzera does, but the second shaving that a Mitzera does, that's similar to the Nazir. It's getting rid of the old hair. It's both the Havir. The Salah the Mesir Sifrei. Let his shaving for Naziris work in a case where he's shaving Naziris and he's finishing a Mitzera count. Let it work for both. They're both the Havir. The Amin Lehen. So Rabbi Shimon Yechai said to them, no. There's a different chilek. Mitzayra does his hair cutting before the Zrika. The
Nazir, his haircutting comes after the Zrika. It's not just a technical thing, one before, one's after. It demonstrates that there's different type of haircutting. One is haircutting is a prerequisite for Zrika. One's haircutting is coming after the carbon. It shows that there's fundamentally some sort of difference in these haircuttings, and therefore Vaita cannot connect. And you can't use one, kill two birds with one stone. So okay, don't let it allow his tsaras and his ziras overlap. Let the shavings of tsaras and the shaving of Nazir that became tummy, let those two shavings aren't overlap. Amalehem, so that, because both those shavings come prior to the kabbanas. The Nazir becomes tummy, he shaves on day 7, brings kabbanas on day 8. The Mitzrayim shaves on also after 7 days and brings kabbanas following. So let those combine. Amalehem, so Rav Shimon says, Iluzel, if maybe yes mayim, vizel, maybe yes mayim, if in both cases the shaving took place before going to the mikvah, then yeah, Yafat Amram, you could combine them. He goes to the mikvah on day 7, and then he shaves the head. La'achar bias mayim. Whereas Mitzayra does a shaving. La'fei bias mayim, again, that demonstrates there's something different about these shavings. Now, it's an interesting point. Our Gemara is going through reasons why you can't combine, but otherwise you combine the words we use were kill two birds with one stone. You've spoken out in the past. We had it in Reis, we had it very recently in Arif Sachem about the Dalit cases, about the Gemara brought up the discussion about using the same cup for Kiddush and for Avdallah and the like, about Einais and Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas. You can't do Mitzvahs in bundles. You can't pair up Mitzvahs and try to chaparai two Mitzvahs for one action. So over here, the Chayyar presumably trying to do one Teglachas for and kill two birds with one stone would be a concern of Einais Chavilas. Someone would say, Anachrami, that really, Rav Shimon Yochai, that was the reason we're explaining. The deeper reasoning is Einais Chavilas, but he's explaining why even without that, inherently it doesn't work because they're not the same Teglachas anyway. But Anachrami, even if it would be, ultimately come on to Einais Chavilas, perhaps, or not. Just a reminder, once we're on the topic of Einais Chavilas, why is it a nice connection Mitzvah, unless in about a week, we're starting Seita, Seita Davches, Rashi brings, why is it Einais Mitzvahs? Why can't you bundle mitzvahs? Rashi says, because it makes it look like it's a burden. When I try to like kill two birds with one stone, get a few mitzvahs at once, then it makes it look like it's a burden. It's not about kavana. Tei says it's a different reason, because you're not going to have proper kavana. Each mitzvah requires kavana. And if I'm going to do two mitzvahs at once, how my person, our minds are not vast enough to have multiple kavanas at once, and therefore I can't do two mitzvahs at once. And we've spoken out in the past, a beautiful idea from Basif Engel, where he's saying, I want to say, Alam Deshavart, that is, that we know Eis Mitzvah is part of the mitzvah. What does it mean Eis Mitzvah is part of the mitzvah? It's a discussion. Does that mean he's just, I'm a chuyiv to do both mitzvahs at once? Or he's not even allowed to? If I'm doing one mitzvah, I'm part of the mitzvah. Doesn't mean I'm a chuyiv to go do the other mitzvah, I stick with the mitzvah I'm doing? Or does it mean I'm not even allowed to go do the other mitzvah? If you hold him, he's not allowed to. So that's why in Eis Mitzvah, Chavis Chavilas, but tell me, they're not stam. Not stam. So it's part of the Hagdar of Eis Mitzvah, part of the mitzvah, according to those that say, when I'm doing mitzvah A, I cannot do mitzvah B. And therefore I'm putter, so I can't do two mitzvahs at once because I'm putter for the other one. I can't do the mitzvah while I'm putter. I shouldn't be doing the mitzvah. By the way, the example I gave, punk of Eis Chavilas by Havdalah and Kiddush, Yak Nas, we do that. We do it together. And then we're asked that, why do we do it together? What happened to Eis Mitzvah Chavilas? Then our answer is because it's Kulacha de Milsa. Kiddush Avdallah is all the same idea. You're making a separation. Avdallah is separating Kiddush and Chayel. And that's what we're doing with Kaddish in the first place. Mikaddish today, he's saying today's Kaddish as opposed to Chayel from yesterday. So it's all the same idea. Therefore, those could combine. Okay, says the Gemara. Amrit. Yavid Amrit, you said, no, we did this already. You finished Amrit? No. Amrit, we're a couple lines before the Bamdamid. Yafa Amrit, you said proper, the Torah to Shimon Chai, Shalai Tala, Leila Me Sifre Le Zirusei. You can't use the shavings at the end of his Taras count and the shaving for his Naziris, those don't combine because one is a shaving to a Bilhavir, one is prior to the carbon and one is after the carbon. But, however, ask the Talmidim to Rav Shimon Chai, Talei lemechilutei v'tumasei. Why don't we say that the Nazir, the shaving for Tumah and the of Mitzrayim Muchlat and the shaving for Tumah Tumas Meis should combine Zelagadel v'Zelagadel. Both those are shaving in order to grow. Amar Lahem, the first shaving by the Mitzrayim and the shaving by Tumah Meis, those should be able to combine. They're both for growing purposes. Amar Lahem, Nazir Tarav v'Mitzrayim Zelagadel v'Zelahavir v'im Nazir Tumah v'Mitzrayim Zelafim v'Yis Mayim Zelachamet Mayim. So Rav Shimon Chai said back to them, no, you can never combine it because in the case of Nazir Tarav v'Mitzrayim, one shaving isn't good. One is the God, one is the Haver. And the case of another Tami is Mitzera. One's the Fabius Bayim, one's the Lachavius Bayim. So in all your scenarios, you have an issue that you perhaps have some sort of difference. either. The difference is one's to grow, one's to get removed the air, one is before carbon, one's after carbon, or one's before bias mayim, mikvah, and one's after bias mayim. Says the Gemara, top of Samach Aleph, but Aleph, Tanu Rabchia, Zelfi bias. Zelefne bias mayim, v'zach bias mayim, zelefne zvikas damim, zelefne zvikas damim. Again, we're chasing over those same logic, those same chilukim, that you cannot combine a tiklachas for two purposes. If one is supposed to be done before mikvah, one's done after the mikvah, or one's done before zvikah, one's done after zvikah, that's reason enough that they can't combine. We said in the Mishnah, at the end of the Mishnah, that the reason we have so many days, have to keep 120 days, or four separate terms, is because tiklachas, when he's a vadei tameh, that you can do right away as a nazir. But a suffik is not teicha. And therefore, let's having to have keep four distinct terms of Naziris. Boyer Mechama. Hani Arba Tiglachas to come. We said that you have to do four separate Tiglachas. Mishem Mitzvah, and Mishem Avuri Seir Tumah. Simple, a general Shaila. These Tiglachas that he's doing, is there a mitzvah of Tiglachas, or is it just an obligation to remove the hair? The more explains, what's the difference? Obligation to remove the hair or mitzvah Tiglachas is not the same thing? No. The Manaf Kamina, Lavuri Benasha. Is it a din tiglachas of shaving the hair, of cutting the hair? Or is there a din just to make sure the hair is gone? What if he uses some sort of cream, lapidary, some other method of getting rid of the hair? If it's a vart tiglachas, you gotta shave the hair, you gotta cut it. If it's just a vart to make sure the hair is gone, you can do something else. Imish a mitzvah, every mitzvah of life. If it's because of mitzvah, then he cannot get rid of it with some sort of a cream or whatever else it may be. If you have a very seir, tumma, but if it's just getting rid of the hair of tumma, after you seichanasha, nami, then some sort of cream would be acceptable. Mai. Amarava, Tashema, Umaglech Abba Tiglachas, we said in the Braisa that we just quoted, not our Mishnah, but we quoted this in the Braisa, he's Maglech for Tiglachas, that's the Lashon. Maglech Abba Tiglachas. Isagadaitach, Mishnah Bavuri Seir, Tumma, if the whole point is just to get rid of the Tumadeke hair, why are we counting out you need four Tiglachas? If the whole point is to remove Tumadeke hair, but there's no mitzvah of Tiglachas, I mean, it really gets about all the questions we just said about doing one tiglach for multiple purposes. The Gemara is essentially saying the same you said right now, that if it's just a matter of getting rid of the hair of tumah, but it's no din tiglachas, then why not combine some of the tiglachases? Even three would be enough. A third shaving would be enough. As long as you're getting rid of the hair, that's enough. Why do you have to have a separate tiglachas four times? Shema mino mishum the mitzvah. Shema mino. As it relates to exactly the conversation we had with Shem Mechai, is a separate mitzvah tiglachas for each one. Therefore, you need four separate tiglachas. You can't combine for other reasons. But the point is, you need a separate tiglachas. It's not just about removing the hair. That's tummy. You need a separate tiglachas. And therefore, it's a mitzvah of tiglachas. Not just an inyan to get rid of tummy hair. Hadron lachshin azir. Mazazav. We'll pick up the last parak in Mitzvah Shem on Mitzvah Shabbos at 9:30. Later at 9:30. We're going to have to soon move it to a second daf on Erev Shabbos. A wonderful Shabbos.